with Martin Bester.
I love this story so much. So these guys, they call themselves the Gauta BMX Group. They are cycling, listen to this, from Limpopo to Cape Town.
Way.
That is, what is that, like 1,700 kilometers?
Yeah.
That's a long way, but they're doing it for such a great cause, though. One of them on the line is Maxwell the Goat. Good morning, Maxwell. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Very well, thank you. Whose crazy idea was this, Maxwell? Are you really cycling from Limpopo to Cape Town?
Yeah, we are really cycling from Limpopo to Cape Town, all the way from Bakersfort.
How far you know? Where are you now?
Now we are between the border between Northwest and Western Cape.
So you're almost almost going into the Western Cape.
Yeah.
How's your journey been so far? Are you tired?
Yeah. Yeah, the journey looks horrible, but we keep on trying. We keep on have that spirit that forward we go. Even though we have a lot of disturbance through the way, a lot of injuries, punches, but we keep on going. Never give up.
And I'm sure the weather has also played a role. Has it been raining along your route?
Yeah, it is raining. A lot of rain.
Oh, man. Okay, now tell everybody, why are you doing this?
Yeah, we are doing this just because of we want to inspire more youth to not to quit alcohol and drug abuse, so that they can have something to do in order to stay away from drugs and abuse.
Their message is so clear: stay active and avoid drugs and gangsterism and alcohol abuse. Mm. Now, if there is one message, that the youth in our country needs to hear, it's that one.
Mm.
It is honestly a fantastic cause. And how did this come? I mean, how did you guys get to this? Did you sit together one day, looked around you, and decided we've got to do something?
Yeah, maybe one of the good days. Before it happened, this trip of from Limpopo to Cape Town, we used to travel short distance, maybe 400 and something kilometers, 200 and something. But one of the good days, Gauta BMX decided to raise that we must go to Cape Town. And then that thing goes viral on TikTok. So most of the people were commenting negative comments, but we didn't take that as negative. We turned that negative into positive, so that forward we go.
This is just incredible. And the kind of bikes that you're using?
We are using Relay size 26 and Relay size 24 and BMX size 20.
Guys.
Wow. amazing.
You know, normally lucky for, riding around the neighborhood.
Going
to Cape Town. That is incredible. So tell me something. Where you are from in Limpopo? Did you say Bakersfort?
Yes, another one is from Bakersfort. Another one is from Matabata. I'm from Venda, but currently at Lipalaleba at work.
And in your neighborhoods where you stay, in your communities, is there a problem with drug abuse, gangsterism, alcohol abuse? Is this something that you saw with your own eyes or maybe experienced? What was your motivation?
Yeah, in my neighborhood, there's a lot of gangsterism and youth and drugs and abuse. So that I just want to make sure that whenever I go back home, I must make it my team that I will take them out of those things.
I also want to find out, bicycles or cycling is a great way to get mass participation. A lot of young people can get involved in the sport, but access to bicycles is very difficult. Is that something that you guys are considering? Because I'm sure cycling is going to become a little bit more popular where you're from and where your club is from.
Yes.
Now listen, this is amazing. You can follow their journey on TikTok with the help of DJ Carrie there.
Yeah.
And this is just an incredible thing. You're going from Bakersfort to Cape Town. You are almost entering Western Cape. Was there a day that you thought to yourself, no, stuff this, we're turning around? This is too much. Do you want to give up?
No. We can't give up. We're almost there.
Almost. How long do you have to go?
550 or 30, somewhere there.
How many kilometers do you do a day?
150 per day.
150 kilometers a day.
Yeah.
And then where do you sleep?
Before we used to sleep, we used to camp, but now when we have DJ Khari, we are he's making sure that we have a comfortable sleep.
That's important, dude.
Yeah.
You need comfortable sleep. So when you get to Cape Town, so what are you trying to accomplish by doing this? Obviously to raise awareness, which you have already. The story got all the way to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so proud of you for doing this. You're doing such a fantastic thing. When you get to Cape Town, you're going to put out another video and just remind people that you've traveled all this way, days and days and days on end on bicycles to get the message through. Do you think it's going to get through?
Yeah, it's going to get through. And they're going to love it. They're going to like it.
They're going to like your message and your effort because people are talking about it on TikTok. It even got to us here at the radio station. And I hope it gets to more media.
Yeah.
I really hope that more media pick up on this story and spread this good word to stop gangsterism, alcohol and drug abuse. It tears communities apart. It ruins lives and families. Right, Maxwell?
Yes.
Listen, good luck on your journey. I would like to offer you 20,000 rand from our side. Good Morning Angels side here at Jacaranda FM.
20,000.
Are you for real?
Yes, absolutely for real. And I hope...
We really thank you for Jacaranda FM. Just like, I don't know what to say.
You are most welcome. And that is to make your stays comfortable, goes towards accommodation there, and to make it easier for you. And I encourage, and in fact, I challenge other influencers around the country, media platforms, everybody in this country, to make the story bigger. Make it even bigger. Make it louder. Get this message out there even stronger, as strong as you guys are. Maxwell, you and the rest of the guys and everybody on this incredible journey and trip, we say to you good luck, stay healthy, stay safe. What an important message, and thank you for sharing it with us as well.
We really thanks for your effort. We really want to thank DJ Khari and Makanji and Fairsoft. They support us from all the way from Bloemfontein until Cape Town. We really, really do appreciate what they are doing to us. At the beginning, it was like, these guys are crazy. They can't reach there, but just because of we do believe what we are doing.
Yes.
Today, here we are. We really thank your effort, Jacaranda FM. We love support.
You have our support. You have our admiration. We believe in you. We believe in your message. You must let us know when you get to Cape Town. We are following your journey. It sounds like you've got a great team around you. I encourage everybody in South Africa to get behind you. Thank you for speaking to us.
Thank you so much.
Cheers, Maxwell. Bye-bye.
Bye.
They call the Gauta BMX team there.
I love the energy.
And listen, follow their support, follow their journey. We'll share it via our platforms as well. So do follow us at Jacaranda FM, Breakfast with Martin Best, on all the social media platforms. And we'll keep track of these guys as they go into the Western Cape now. Only 500 kilometers to go to cycle, to spread a very important message. Dis 'n verskriklike belangrike boodskap en 'n merkwaardige effort. Yo. Chapel Row now on the Pink Pony Club on Jacaranda FM. Good morning, Limpopo.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.